The balloons and the
drops.
Podcast is up and running, guys.
I already kind of like planned for it.
I don't know how.
I
don't know how well it's gonna be because this is the first time that I've ever used this program. It's called Anchor.
I'm sure it'll be just fine. I used just some cheap ass program and it was just. I mean, not cheap ass, they're all free, but, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
this is completely free, and it's an app on my phone.
Yeah, it's like, it works off your phone speaker, not some app, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't change it.
I wonder if I should take off the case. It might be a little louder.
Maybe, yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be muffled.
Oh, yeah, they do put holes next to the speaker, though.
Yeah, but sometimes the case will muffle the speaker. And then it'll be like, blah.
Can't tell that in the can we?
It's
like when you get a text message.
That would be a cool little ding. What the fuck was that? That's Joe.
Damn, I just had an idea, but I didn't want to say it.
What?
Because what I could use it later.
Bro, like, we're all friends in this car.
Nope.
How dare you not trust us? You a piece of shit. I hope you die in the apocalypse.
Nope. The thing is, there's a reason why I can't tell you.
Why? Is it a prank?
On me?
Well, now you started a prank war on yourself.
No, like, dude, the prank war has been started, dude.
I noticed that you wouldn't eat the fucking cupcakes, you little shit.
Oh, what? The cupcakes were a prank?
Nah, dude, they're just fucking cupcakes. I thought you were being paranoid or some shit.
Oh, no, no, I am.
Okay.
Why didn't you put, like... So fucking like something
because hey, because I'm a comedian and I respect pranks that take more time
than lacing cupcakes.
Yeah.
Wait, amateur. What if you're just telling me this because you already laced
bro, I ate a cupcake.
You did.
I gave Miguel a cupcake.
What if there's one and you guys was like, hey, here you go. It's this one. Your cupcake.
Nah, dude, I was hella proud of the cupcakes. I wouldn't have fucked them up at all because I was like, these are some good-ass cupcakes.
True, true. Fair enough, yeah.
And plus, like, I don't have a syringe, so I can't put anything inside the cupcake without you knowing.
True.
Fucking Dexter, man.
Did I miss watching Dexter? Fucking Joseph sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if he didn't move out, we'd still have internet, but we'd still have to deal with him.
Yeah, so but kind I mean, of he kind of stuck to himself for the most part. But he was kind of like around. Like,
nah, dude, like he was a snitch. He was not sticking
to
yourself.
That's why Terrence said when he chewed me the fuck out about Kelly, he said. And I know about your
partner. Yeah, who's the... What kind of...
Yeah,
here's what blows my mind. True. Here's what blows my mind. Who... What type of landlord chews out their tenant for someone breaking in?
Yeah, yeah.
That makes no fucking sense.
None at all.
None at fucking all. Like, if that happened to me or Johnny, like, we wouldn't have been down with that.
I'd have been like, what the fuck, dude? No.
Like, it's actually a good thing to Terrence that happened with you.
Yeah.
Because if it happened with him and
I would have moused off a little bit.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been down with that.
Yeah, no, you were just like, oh, you were very shaken up about the whole situation.
I was crying, dude.
I would have just been pissed. I was just like, dude, fucking, like, I don't know who lives here, and I don't know if this is somebody's mom, aunt, or whatever the fuck.
I was
and they just sucked.
But you cannot fucking blame me for someone breaking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't just me, just like... having a bad judgment of character or something.
Yeah.
Like, he just opened the door because she was so convincing. I was just like, he just like tapped on my door. He's like, I need to talk to you. He's like, what would have happened if like this guy Oscar would have died?
What?
She would have like got a knife and killed. Like it would.
First off,
it would have been on you. And he was
first
like,
off
mean to me, and he was just like, "You fucked up." I was like, "Oh my
wait,
god!"
Wait, he said that? He said
yes,
you fucked up?
He cussed at me.
Whoa!
In my
how come you didn't tell us this? Like when
I
it
told
happened?
Him that. Well, we weren't friends yet.
The whole thing, it was just like, oh, you know.
Like, sentences like that are important to tell people.
Why?
Like,
that's kind of brushing the rug.
Nah, dude, like, if someone said, break it down, though, break it down. Someone broke in.
Yeah.
In front of your tenant.
Okay.
That's your rentor. That's new.
Yeah.
And then one of the first impressions that you leave on that tenant is that you not only blamed her for the break-in, but you also called her a fuck-up.
Okay.
Like, break that down for a second.
I mean, I
that's not okay.
I see that, but, I mean, when you think about the fact that we're in Oak Park, that could have happened.
It's still not okay.
You hear shit about Oak Park. I'm not saying it's okay. I see exactly where you guys are coming from. I see where he's coming from, too. It's like, what if...
Right, but you know what, realistically...
Dead tenants don't pay rent.
realistically, if something did happen...
Yeah, we didn't know anybody.
That it might have been like aunt or mom or something.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
What if I kicked them out and told them, get the fuck out of here? I didn't want to... I was in a weird crossroads.
No, that's where... Like, yeah, that's where he fucked up. It's like, that has nothing... Like, that has nothing to do with your judgment of character or anything like that.
And
then
I went straight to the room and I thought something was wrong after I tapped on Brandon's door and Joe's door, but it was, like, super late. So I can blame them for, like, not waking up.
Honestly, like, even though, like, we hate Kelly, like, she did, like, bond us. Like,
a little bit, yeah. Like, yeah, no, because I didn't know, but I'm just, like, because I was, like, oh, I'm just gonna knock on his door.
Went into the room, locked myself in there, and called you right away. And I was like, please get home. And he came home hella fast.
Hella drunk. No. Because I was like, God damn it. Fucking. I was at work. I was like, hey, dude,
I was
early.
Fucking hammered that night. Like, we were both hammered.
No, you were. I just got off work. I was at.
I was fucking wasted.
No,
that
I was
night.
Completely sober. I was like fucking tired. It was like 12 hours that night, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I gotta get home because there's some random person in our fucking house. It's like, okay, lock the door. I'll be there in like 15 minutes. Got there in like 15, saw her walk to the room, and then I'm just like, do you know anything about, like, you're like, no, I'm like, okay, like, I'll go with you, I'm like, all right, cool, and then that was, like, I was like, okay, great, because going out there alone would have sucked, so I was like,
he hella ripped me a new one, though, I was like,
fuck him,
yeah, fuck him, that's bullshit,
that's complete bullshit, like,
I was just like,
that,
I'm new here, I didn't know,
honestly, like, there's a word for that is eluding me, but, like, there's a certain term used for what he did, and it's actually, like, not allowed, like, in his fucking workspace. It's, what is it fucking called?
Talking shit to tenants?
it's kind of like a form of terrorism, like, because, God, what, because, like, he's using fear to get a response that he wants.
Oh, true.
But I can't remember the fucking term. What it's called.
Yeah. I just felt like he wasn't there when I experienced it because he could have understood it a lot better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm new. I'm being polite because no one's answering the door. It's hella late and I answer it and someone's telling me that they're somebody's roommate's relative. I didn't know what to do. Like, do I just...
I think next time we should definitely, like, I mean, it would have been great in this situation if we kept it all internal.
Yeah.
Because if I just went home and just dealt with it and you didn't tell Terrence or anything, then we could have just dealt with it.
Yeah.
And they got her out and nobody would have known about it.
I just panicked. I'm just like, do you know this lady? Because she's saying that she knows the owner of this house. That's what freaked me out. Yeah. I'm like, if I kick out, like, the owner's, like, the landlord's friend, I'm going to be in some shit. You know what I mean? And then
that's
our,
true.
You know what I mean?
That's then, actually a really good point. Yeah. I never thought of it that way.
And then I realized slowly, so I was just like, okay, just stay here. She's calm. And I ran to the room because I realized something was wrong.
I don't know what it is, but the drunker I get, the smarter she sounds.
No, I'm understanding.
No, like, she is making, like, some really good points.
Well, yeah, because, like, we were brand new back then.
Yeah.
So it's just like, who it knows? This could have been
somebody's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, it wasn't like she was like in scraggly clothes.
Mm-hmm. Like, she was wearing nice clothes. Yeah,
she was wearing nice clothes. She had her hair done. Like, she seemed normal for a second.
Yeah.
Until like you get a close up and you're like, oh, she does meth.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wonder where you got those clothes from.
She started like acting tweakery.
Yeah, she did.
And I didn't want to provoke her by being like, I'm small.
Yeah, you don't know if she has a fucking needle or some shit.
So I'm just like, okay, I'll be back. She's calm. I'm just like, I'm making her believe that nothing.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
In my head,
that was the best thing to do. To go in the room, lock the door, and call me.
Yeah.
That was the best.
And you came in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I got chewed the fuck out for that. I got cussed.
Nah, just next time, don't. Like, I'm sure there won't be a next time, but just like next time, don't tell the landlord.
Yeah, no, he can't know anything that happens here.
Like, honestly, like, he shouldn't even, like, he should just be, like, this weird entity that we give money to sometimes.
Like, God!
Like, he doesn't actually exist.
Like, God! We all know that's just another fairy tale, man. There's no magic man in the sky. I'd be like, hey, bud, why'd you bring me out here just to pay rent? To do my taxes. I don't want to do taxes.
Either way, I got squashed and no one got hurt. And I picked up on my sixth sense and a catalate time. But
what'd you say? What time? Catalate?
Catalate.
What is catalate?
No, I said...
Kinda late.
Kinda late time.
Oh, kinda late. Yeah. I was like, what is a catalate?
No, she said catalate. It's on the fucking recording.
Oh, yeah, we can prove you wrong. Probably not gonna edit this, though.
No. This has already been...
Yeah,
we went on a whole thing about fucking Kelly for a minute. Hey, do you have a light? Oh, motherfucker.
I had one. You know, I don't need one. Wait, I still have one.
Maybe I need one. Here's a fucking one. Thanks, man. You're such a pal, bro. I'm a you wanna keep talking shit? We take this outside, buddy. Hey, buddy. Which one you, man, buddy?
Dude, I swear, I'm gonna get in a fight with the big black guy, and I'm like, hey, buddy.
What you wanna do, buddy?
People are listening. People are
gonna say, oh, man.
Was that you?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I didn't know that does that with the fucking key out of the thing. That's cool.
Shit, I was gonna say something. Oh, yeah. People who listen to this recording right now, let's say they've never heard us or whatever. They're gonna think I'm like some white kid named Jeremy or something.
Nah, he's actually a Latino man named Eduardo Ricardo Salvalo Montoya Escobar Rodriguez Espinosa. Roberto. Dos y dos, Guadalupe.
Madre es
That's all I know. That's like the only Spanish I know besides tacos.
We just got all your Spanish in your head in less than 30 seconds.
Oh, it's a tubo.
The patos is huge.
Oh, it's good?
Yeah. You say hola and adios, and you can say como está, and you can say bien, and you can say fuego, and you can say como se dice, and you say, and I don't know, I'm not Mexican. I'm a white guy named Jim.
We're completely different personas and shit.
We have split personality disorder. And we all got drunk together and made this.
We're all sociopaths. The hidden agenda to control your minds and take your money. I gotta stop coughing like a bitch if we're not editing shit. I'll just say I've been chiefing huge blunts and that's why I'm
you
coughing.
Fucking liar.
No, dude, I'm saying
I am not gonna fattest. Support a liar.
I've been smoking the fattest, bro, all day, every day. You already know what it is, dude.
Helping lung cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Lung cancer. One of those sounds more realistic than the other.
I'm lung cancer, give me money. Nah, I think, like, okay, so, like, my mom's still alive, so I'm, like, I'm pretty sure if I smoke all day...
It's a really weird way to word the start of a sentence, too.
Well, I was like,
my mom's still alive. She smokes like, you sound really annoyed by it.
She smokes two packs a day, so I'm, like, if she can do it, I think I'll be alright.
When did she find
the time? That's such a shitty way to think about your health.
At home, she just fucking chains those boys.
She smokes them Slims.
Virginia Slims, yeah.
Victoria Slims.
My grandma, she smokes the Winstons, and she puts them in the
Victoria's
freezer.
Victoria's Secret and Virginia Slims, yeah.
Virginia Slims?
What did I say?
Victoria Slims,
yeah. Victoria Slims. Sounds like a diet drink.
Sounds like a porn star.
Victorious. It does sound like a porn star, yeah. Victoria Slim.
Gold.
That was fucking we had like the same
and
fucking voice.
Number two.
No, that was spot on.
That was fucking hilarious.
That was great.
That was perfect. Oh my gosh.
It's like a smoking fetish porn star team.
I want there to be a porn star named Victoria Slims now.
I
like,
swear
I really
there probably
do.
Just is.
There probably
though.
Is.
Yeah.
Can we Google that?
Just type in Victoria Slims nude.
I'm why not Googling that.
Because you gotta make sure she's a porn star and she's nude.
Am I doing this? Am I. Okay.
I mean, we gotta know if Victoria Slims is the actual porn star name.
So we can.
I'm sure it is, guys. Like.
So we can start sending
our fan mail? No, I just beat off in the car, bud. If you don't mind.
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Victoria Slim Pigs, pornpigs.com.
Dope. There is a Victoria Slim.
It's not Slims, though, with an S at the end. It's
Victoria Slim Pigs. Look,
that's not
I
the
just.
Same.
Look, it says Victoria. Wait. Fucking Slim.
No way, it's
with
Slims.
No S.
Slims.
Oh, is it with S?
Yeah,
with
it's okay. Virginia Slims.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, wait, I did type in Victoria Slims.
Nope.
That's Slim.
There's not one.
Vicky Patterson. Slim Picks.
All right, you hear that, guys? If you want to... Well, not guys, but...
Victoria Slims.
Oh,
too tight.
Tight
for his schlock.
Dude, yeah. It's for science, bro.
It's for science. This you porn is for science.
Dude, like, there's gotta...
Am I...
Oh, God, I'm not...
All right, that's Victoria Slims. Oh, at least we know who Victoria Slims is.
I was just a stereotypical white girl that needed money for college.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what it's always about, getting
that's
your...
a giant doc.
That's a doc.
I'm getting off of you born now because it feels weird.
You know what docking is, bro?
Nah, what's docking?
Oh, dude, you're in for a fucking treat here. Alright, so docking is when two, like, gay dudes, one of them's uncircumcised...
Oh no, I heard this. One.
What is this?
And he puts his dick in his foreskin.
What did they get out of that?
Well, dude, I'm fucking. They probably start just jerking each other. Dude, fucking, I don't know, man. I just heard the.
It's like puzzle pieces.
That's a funny fucking name, bro. asking me, like, spaceships and shit. It's like, what the fuck? Like, it's like, currently docking. Or, like, fucking...
currently docking.
Yeah, because you got your onboard computer and shit. Or, like, docking a ship, you know?
Docking a ship!
It's like fucking hell, bro.
So many semen.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
A lot of swallows. Oh, my gosh.
Get it? Semen. Semen.
Oh, man, we all got it.
We got it, dude. We got it. I feel like there's a lot of that noise on the boat.
Yeah. But they're not spitting, they're swallowing.
There's a couple bitches spitting.
They're not making the big bucks. Like, not like Victoria Slim's over here.
Nah, dude, she's too tight for people's slong. She's not making enough money at all.
No,
she's
think about it, dude. Think about it. Don't people, like, sick fucks want to see that struggle?
I don't know. I'm not a sick fuck, dog.
Dude, fucking, there's a lot of sick fucks out there.
I know there's a lot of sick fucks, but I'm not one of them.
I frequented 4chan, so I know a lot of sick fucks. Like, I've seen a lot of the sick
fuck
fuckery.
Fuck you with that fucking maggot
that there
shit.
Is online. It's just like, dude...
Dude, like, I was just enjoying
I've
my day.
I've never seen it, though.
I was just seeing what? The maggots?
The maggot thing.
Let me describe it to you in fucking detail. Okay? I was enjoying my day. I was having a good day. No. I was like, oh, I have a message from Johnny. I should open that because it sounds probably important. And I opened it, and it was a link. And I was like, okay, this is strange. It's not normal. It's not normally what it said. But I was like, you know what? Maybe it's like a link to like a new fucking bedroom apartment that we're looking for. Nah, he wasn't doing anything productive at all that day. What he was doing was sending links to people of a man eating maggots from like a horse or some shit. Like a dead horse.
It was
a dead horse, and there were maggots inside the dead horse, and the dude just grabbed a handful of maggots and just shoved them in his mouth and just ate the fucking maggots, dude.
And then threw up
maggots. Like, he technically ate maggots twice because he had to eat the maggots, and then he threw up the maggots, and there was just, and there was just maggots fucking everywhere just crawling out of the horse, and that was so fucking gross. Fuck you.
I laughed my fucking ass off, dude. It was nothing but just porn and funny shit for at least 3 hours. It was great. And I'm just like, oh, I think Joe would enjoy this.
Huh?
Why?
To watch Coco again?
No. I'm trying to just drink in the car and talk shit.
We're only like 23 minutes.
Babe, if you're getting drunk, then go inside. You're ruining the footage. Honestly, if you're just gonna be a bummer, like you sound like you're hella drunk.
You know
already.
What you could do? Alright, here's what you could do. Bro, like, you have the whole backseat to yourself.
Just take a lay down.
Yeah.
And lay down.
I can't see.
Yeah, you can.
No.
No? Well, you can't argue that.
Here.
That's so bonkers that there's no light. Oh, wait, there's a fucking light.
Nah, it doesn't work. We got it.
Okay, that's bonkers too.
Alright.
I need a lighter.
It's right there next to you. Oh, yeah, because it's in your hand now.
You're right.
You were right.
Well, I didn't know it was wrong to start.
Did you get it?
Alright, so, like, are you gonna lay down? Because, like, I wanna put my phone down.
Just, hey, don't, just chill the fuck out. Just chill out and hang out. We don't have to go inside and watch fucking Coco again. Because you literally just watched it yesterday, and you were tearing up.
It doesn't change the more you watch it.
Yeah, and it doesn't,
it stays
like,
the same.
Yeah, and, look, here's the thing. I don't wanna go inside, and I'm not gonna wanna go inside all night, because there's no internet. I mean, I could play Starbound. But that's exactly what I would do if I went inside. Ignore you and play Starbound. Okay. Do you want that?
Don't be rude.
Hey, well, I'm just trying to prove a point here. Hey. I'm not trying to do that. That's what that's actually what I'm trying to say. I don't want to ignore you and play Starbound, because that's exactly what I would do if we went inside. So instead, I'd rather fill my drink up a couple more times and just get fucked up in the car in the driveway, because we drive in the driveway
this
now.
This is kind of like your guys' way of like spending time together. So like he's like spending time with you.
Yeah, otherwise, time with him. I'm going to Starbound and fucking off.
So like...
Yeah, hey... I care. It's my way of saying
I like how you spend this to make you sound like a really good guy. A wee ma what? A wee ma what? Wee wee wee.
Man, I miss my Spotify.
Mm-hmm. I miss my just fucking being able to go online and talk shit. Dude, fucking going online and talking shit is the most fun thing in the world.
I know, I do it all the time.
That's great, dude.
Yeah, I just talk hella shit to people.
Oh, and like PUBG?
Yeah. Fuck PUBG. It's just a constant game of dying and...
Joey's gonna be like, holy motherfuck! Oh, yeah! Max would be like, all concerned. He is not disturbed by the testing or anything. He'd be like, is he okay? Does he go comfort him or something? Because Max is like super sensitive of a kid. I'd be like, no, he's just playing a game. He'd be like, oh, okay. I get it.
After a while, he would just laugh. He knows all the way. If he sees, like, oh, if he sees again, he's fucking... like,
I mean, like, if you're not yelling.
And then when you said, on my computer, the tabs, he was like, oh, that's not mine. It has a bad word in it. Because I have a tab called cool shit. And it's just filled with cool shit, dude. But I guess that's technically a bad word.
I mean, it's just a fancy word for poop.
I know. It's like, this is the coolest like poop, bro.
He's obsessed with Shadow, though, now.
Oh, yeah? Dude, Shadow's sick.
He asked about him today. He's like, aww. Where's Shadow?
I go, dude, Shadow was fucking loving it today. We took Shadow to the wildlife trail, and she was fucking digging it. Like, she was sticking her head out the window like a dog. It was cool to see a bearded dragon just, like, chilling outside the window.
Oh, yeah. I know you guys were in a rush to get him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Go get Shadow. We have to hurry up.
How'd your brother do driving?
He actually did pretty well.
Yeah.
He's just really dumb.
I tried to talk to him a few times, but...
So, like, I had
to... He didn't seem dumb. Was he autistic?
Nah, it's so...
No, because he said he had something going on.
So, he's...
No, I'm not making a joke.
He has, like, ADD or ADHD or something. It's something like that, but, like, he's... I guess dumb's not the right word. I call him dumb because I think he's dumb, but, like...
Nah, dude. The last time we hung out in your room with him there, he was hella cool.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, once you get to know him intelligent-wise, like, he's like a...
He's
a little slow.
I guess I gotta take your word for it.
How old is he? He's like 13 or something like that.
Oh, no. See, he's not dumb. He's probably just a shy 13-year-old kid.
No.
Okay, maybe.
He's done some dumb shit.
Wait, give me an example.
Give me a couple minutes and let me think of some, because I'm not good at thinking of like examples off the top of my head.
Okay. But I'm not bad at it, too.
Yeah.
You know what it kind of reminded me of, though? I had a cousin. I was 13 too.
Yeah.
And he had ADHD too.
I just think like his mind bounces around too much to really focus on one subject.
Operate
so
differently. You have to like super, super, super engage with people with ADHD. Like tell them like, oh hey, I'm paying attention to you.
Yeah.
I'm engaged. What's up? You know, you have to like, you can't like, oh hey, what's up? You have to like seriously like
see like he's a little different.
I think I broke into like last time he was actually talking to me a little bit.
He's a little different. Like for example, like,
I've never had to deal with like because I can deal with people really well, and that's why it's like kind of easy. But like I've never been in that situation. So I don't see it as well as you guys see it, I guess.
Their brain just
you can approach it that way. Like, yo, like I'm super paying attention to you, but like how he works, like when we were driving, like I told him a couple times, like, you need to shut the fuck up and listen. Yeah. Because if you don't pay attention to what I'm telling you, you will die in the car.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, super focused. He was like, okay, I know that this is serious. So, like...
Well, he's 13 driving. He's probably just having a blast.
Yeah, so, like, he's, like, having a blast, but, like, he needs to focus on the other shit. Okay, but, right. Like, because of, like, the ADHD and shit,
yeah.
Like, it's kind of hard to be able to tell him, you know, like, oh, turn, use this to use your blinker. Also, like, you need to go in reverse now because we need to make a U-turn. Also, there's a turn coming up. Also, you need to look 10 to 15 seconds ahead of you. Also, you know, so yeah, so, like, you need to do, like, I needed to do, like, step by step. Yeah. So, like, something that usually took someone, like, 5 minutes to get, you have to spend about, like, 15, 20 minutes on one thing. Oh, so, like, okay. I spent about 10 to 15 minutes, like, just teaching him how to turn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, like, I mess with him, and I'm like, you're stupid. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I don't really think he's stupid. He's actually extremely intelligent. He's just...
What is he...
He just doesn't understand that he's smart yet. What are
the things that he's, like, passionate about?
He has a really creative mind. He's a very creative dude.
They always are.
Yeah.
Like my cousin David, he like couldn't stand anybody in the family. And one day I just like said, hey, do you want to talk with me? And he was like, my aunt's super crazy. He's my cousin. And
yeah.
I was just like, I took the time out just to sit and talk with him. It takes a long time for me. I like had to say stuff over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like repetition, and then they get it. But I was just like, hey, dude, I'm gonna go get a six pack and we should just hang out.
Yeah. Because
everybody else was getting like super overwhelmed with him, but I have like patience like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got like a six pack of Corona. We sat outside and we like shot beers out in our grandparents' backyard, and he was chill. Like he was super on top of it, but you have to like
you have to kind of give him a chance.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm always down to give people chances, you know, like when I first met your brother, I thought, oh, hey, he's kind of quiet, but I'm just gonna talk to him again. Because if you only say something like
he's
once,
a cool dude.
No, because dude, today when I walked inside after having a cigarette, I think you and your mom went outside, and he was right behind you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, cool. You know, he definitely would have said that the first time. Yeah. You know.
I've always been, like, quote-unquote mean to him. Like I would never bully him or anything, but I was always mean to him.
How so?
Just, like, I guess more straightforward and blunt than everyone else.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is kind of, like, patronizing him and shouldn't be like, oh,
baby.
And like, nah, dude, like, you're a human being. I'm going to treat you like that every way
I
treat everyone else.
Yeah.
And I don't like most people, so I'm going to treat you like I don't like you.
Yeah.
And I think he respects that more than me just being like,
fake and phony about it.
Let's go and get this. Like, let's pretend that you're a Chuck E. Cheese. Like, oh. Like, nah, dude. Like,
I started talking
They sell beer at Chuck E. Cheese.
They do sell beer at Chuck E. Cheese. It's not that good, but...
What do you mean? What kind of beer do they sell there?
It's just like...
It's just some Chucky brand.
Like some shitty beer. It's like hella watery and shit.
Oh, that's bullshit,
yeah,
dude.
And it's hella expensive. Like $9 a cup.
I want to go into Chuck E. Cheese and be like, I'll have a rum and coke. That's probably not gonna slide. I want to just ask him, hey, what kind of beer is this?
Yeah.
It's like Bud Light. It's like Bud Light? No, it's Bud Light. It's
like, man. Dude, what if they even give you a name? It's like, I don't know, man, it's carbonate.
I was like, alright, fuck it, give me 12 of them.
Are you sure the alcohol content's like 1%?
Alright, then give me like 30 of them. I would be like, I'm getting drunk at Chuck E. Cheese today. I don't care how much, I want to be that rich.
I always forget that there's an option to get drunk at Chuck E. Cheese. Well, I always forget that.
How else do you do kid
shit? It's free to go into Chuck E. Cheese, dude.
Yeah, right.
Bro, let's go into, oh, you know what? Like when I was doing a podcast with my buddy Luke Sauer in San Francisco.
Yeah.
We just went to the Chuck E. Cheese there. And it was me, and I was like 23, and then this dude that was like 40 something, and we were just hanging out at the fucking Chuck E. Cheese, like, all day.
They let you in there without having a kid around?
Yeah, dude, because, like, fuck it, we were paying customers. Yeah, we bought tokens and shit. We just played hella games, but there were no kids there. We had all the games to ourselves. Because we went during the day.
I was thinking about, like, doing, like, a fucking hidden camera show. Lighter. Yeah. Where we go into Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Mm.
But get this. We don't take your son with us, and we're all...
Well, I mean, I'm going to step ahead of you. I have zero kids.
Well, I'm going to step ahead of you. No. I'm saying we don't take her kid with us.
Yeah.
Because we're going just us.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
No. He made it weird. I don't know why he made it weird. Because if you go back in the recording, because there's a fucking recording now. I said, we go to Chuck E. Cheese and don't take your kid, meaning...
I thought you said our.
I didn't say our.
I thought you said our, not her.
We have a kid?
That's why
we have a kid together? No.
I was super confused. I was like, why are you saying our? I don't have a kid.
No, see.
If we do, like, we need to talk.
I'll say we won't take her kid because it implies that we're two... adult men going to Chuck E. Cheese, and what really solidifies my whole idea, which I haven't gotten to until just now, we're wearing trench coats.
Wearing trench coats?
Oh, yeah.
Would they let us in with trench coats without a kid?
See, that's what I wanted to see. What's that? That's the whole joke, dude.
Okay, I have a scheme.
Okay.
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 I'm gonna go in with Max,
mm-hmm.
like a mom, filling them with their son.
Okay.
And you guys
coming afterwards?
Part
of our party. Why do we have trench coats?
I know.
To look like
to
look like creeps.
You don't need.
But to. Like along with the party? Wait, so we're just like singling ourselves out to look like creeps?
No. We're not going with you. That's why I said without your son.
Why?
Because then we're two 20-year-old men or 20-something-year-old men wearing trench coats going into a kid's establishment. That would be fucking hilarious. You could go in there and have a hidden camera on all you and keep watching us.
And then,
we look like fucking pedophiles in a fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Why would you want to look like a pedophile in a Chuck E. Cheese?
How many views do you think that is?
Huh?
How many views do you think that is?
How many views? Oh, no, dude. Like,
how many
does your dignity cost?
Like, no, it's not even about dignity. Dude, okay, so what you do in the beginning, right? You go, all right, guys, we're about to do a fucking video where we go into a Chuck E. Cheese, we're in trench coats.
Oh, so we're telling people that we're doing this.
We're fucking recording it,
okay,
bud.
But, like... I thought we were just gonna, like, do it. Like, I didn't know we were gonna,
nothing
like, prompt
worth
anyone.
Doing like this is worth doing without a camera. You must.
No. What I'm saying is I didn't know that we were gonna prompt the start of the video with, like, telling people that we were gonna
be
doing
that. That's how people do
it. Then I'm completely fine with it.
You think I just want to go into a fucking Chuck E. Cheese and show my dick to children? No, dude.
I didn't know we were showing dick to children. That's new. That wasn't in the original plan.
Back up. Is that what you were thinking?
No. Never. Those words never went into my head.
We have full clothing on underneath the trench coats.
That's what I assume.
We're just going to go in there and play games. Wearing trench coats and look hella sus. You guys are talking like, why would you really do that? Like, without a camera. What the fuck? Are we showing dicks to children? No! We're pulling a fucking prank. We're getting kicked out of Chuck E. Cheese. For being hella sus. We're just gonna be playing games.
We should like.
And underwear.
We should play race cards if they try and kick us out.
Race cars?
Yeah, because you're black and I'm sort of Mexican. So.
Wait, Nate, last name's Lopez. Oh, wait, my last name's Espinosa.
What is
yeah,
your dad?
But you're black. And, like,
yeah, I'm a black guy.
You're
going
to go with the black guy. You
know,
have that
my shit before my name, when I was in the band, was Avery Blackman.
Yeah, all right, so I had a question about Avery Blackman. Yeah. You know the rap battle that's coming up?
How are you?
25%. So, I think you should be my hype man as Avery Blackman.
All right.
I think you should
revive him.
Revive
Necromance
Avery Blackman.
Necromance that motherfucker. Yeah. All right.
Because that would be fucking hilarious.
You don't know what you're asking for, bro. He was a wild boy. Every podcast.
Joe Lopez featuring Avery Blackman.
A very black man. No, when I was doing the Avery Blackman shit, I was fucking drunk every day.
Well, we're definitely gonna be drunk for that shit, dude. I cannot do that shit sober.
Yeah, but you gotta be good enough to
see, like, all right, so, like, lines. The best way that I was able to do it was, like, I took, like, one or two dabs, and then, like, I was like, okay, I think I'm good.
Dude, I missed dabs.
Dude, that's crazy, because when I smoke, I don't feel as social as when I drink. That's why yesterday,
I
just sat a lot, because we were so high, and I'm just like, and I didn't want to, like, take all the beers.
Yeah.
You know, because if, you know me, I would have drank that whole fucking box by myself. But, you know, I was just like, But,
I felt bad because we didn't really bring anything. And we drank like... I drank like 3 or 4.
Dip or nothing?
Dip?
I didn't even know where we were going. Like,
yeah, he just said we're going to the river.
And then like, we went like 40, 50 or the minutes lake, away. The lake.
I would have made y'all some salsa and chips or some shit.
Some shit. Yeah, no, and then like he has some chick in the car and she's the one buying the beer.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
And she wasn't even drinking was either.
Nice. She was a
super nice, and I feel bad. Yeah. You can, like, really tell. Wow, like,
babe, don't say shit like that on here.
No. Unfucking cut, though. Like,
no, because this is uncut.
Oh, did she say his name?
No, but it's kind of obvious, and then it's like, oh, well, because we're obviously talking about the story that
we'll
just
cut
happened.
That part out.
Wow, that kind of defeats the purpose of uncut. It's just, don't...
Rebound. Okay. Well, now we gotta have a button when we have like a radio show where it says rebound.
We have to. Like we're some like radio people like
rebound. It's rude to leave people on. If you ain't about the business, don't act like you about the business.
Oh, he was about trying to get some business.
God
damn it. See, now here's the thing. Now I think we should. Because now I'm about to like, get into some stuff that I really don't feel like I should talk about on record. I feel like I already said too much.
Oh. Alright, we won't force you into talking more.
We're no, because I have things to say about it, but it's just like, I don't think
I have a few things to say about it, but I'm not going to.
See, because we're on record, and I don't know if it's just jokes. It's like, you know, we're going to be getting into
that. We can't use any of this, right?
Well, unless we
We're going to use it because it's uncut. It's a director's cut thing.
Okay. Yeah, it is a director's cut, but, like, I mean,
I'm sorry.
Well, you really...
Well, here's the thing. No names were mentioned. That's what matters.
No names were mentioned. Yeah.
That's what matters. Okay. No one's going to know who you all are talking about. All they know is that there's some person that's being used as a rebound. That's it.
Yeah, and don't say shit. Just... You can say that. Just don't say any names. It's so weird. All right, man. Okay, fucking skating on thin ice here.
Rebound.
Rebound. You know, it's actually not like any of us actually know her, though.
Huh?
It's not like any of us actually know her.
Nah, no one's gonna know her. Like, and like, she's so nice, dude. Like, I feel so bad. Like, I feel so bad for her because she's.
Well, don't. Right, here, don't no. Well, she didn't do anything at the end.
Well, I know, but here's because I can tell the type of person that chick was.
Yeah.
Because I noticed though, I picked up on something. Like, I pick up on little shit, right? Yeah. So like that Olga chick, the blonde chick.
Whoa, we're saying names now.
Oh yeah. Oh, well, shit. Whatever. It's a fake name.
What? Wow, we literally just said, hey, we're not gonna say any names, it's completely fine. Bam! Names. Holy shit, dude. This is gonna rub the wrong way with somebody. This is gonna be bad. Oh, good God almighty, dude. Just give him a good
one. Oh, I forgot. Just...
For those of you listening, you just got slapped in the mouth.
I forgot.
Dude, you figure out within a matter of seconds, dude. Isn't that what you guys were just talking about people with ADHD? You already turned off the oven.
So that one blonde chick.
I'm
so that. Are you honestly if you edited it? No.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Dude, well then. You know.
Okay, so here's what I picked up on. Okay. So, alright, so remember, I don't know if you saw it, but when that one chick went to that other chick, and the chick was like, this doesn't sound as normal. And the other chick was like, whose sandals are these? They look like trash. And then the other chick was like, those are my sandals. And I was like, oh, that's what type of person you are. Like,
yeah, talking like, shit, just like.
Like no, getting shit on. Shit on constantly. Like you can tell, but
oh,
she's
by her friend.
But she's like super nice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, as a rebound.
Wait, no, he was with the.
No, dude, the fat one.
Okay. Yeah. Oh God damn it! Okay, we're editing all of this.
Well, how else am I supposed to describe him, dude? Like, there's like
glasses.
Two ways. I forgot about that.
Okay, so there's glasses and there's that. Glasses and goth. There's two big O's here. Glasses and goth.
But their names start with O.
They have the same name!
I didn't say that! You did!
You fucking said the name!
I said one name!
You said one. Inadvertently, you said both names.
You said both names inadvertently just now! I have it on record!
Because you already. You already fucking said it!
Alright. You know what? Get me on the influence, we're a sham, we're definitely editing.
Oh my god, dude, this is gonna be funny as fuck. Oh my god, dude.
You can't share it to any of your friends.
No, well here's what we'll do. Listen.
Like, oh, full drink? None of your friends can know about,
yeah,
like,
I'm still working on this
at least, like, 15-20 minutes of this.
Calm down, you're two drinks ahead of both of us. No.
I'm only on three, dude.
I'm on four.
No, you are not on four.
You're not on four, five. You're on like five.
Okay, no, come on. No, you're on six, baby. Baby. You're on six. Calm down, okay?
There you go. There you go.
Okay,
now he's counting because he cares.
Yeah, here's the thing. This is full of strawberry pulp.
I know.
Still, this is clear.
That's a big fucking difference, dog.
You can see.
Did you even put anything in there other than vodka?
No. The thing is, there's no strawberries anymore. So that proves that this drink is old as shit. I've just been babysitting it.
I've been babysitting it.
Where the top is?
No, because you just poured some
it's
shit.
Right.
Good. Hey, calm down, okay?
Alright.
This is what happens every time we drink. You always make it a competition where you're just going up and up and up and up. It's like, stop.
Okay.
I'm proud of y'all. This was very mature how y'all handled this.
No, this is how it always goes.
No, like, so far, like, she stopped.
No, she poured this.
Oh, wait, is this all?
It's booze and drink. Juice.
How much vodka you put in here,
dog? Let me see. Let me test the dangerous sauce.
She said, I don't know.
It's not bad.
That's a smoothie. But there's a lot of booze in that. Yeah. But it is smooth.
It's like, I like how you gave it back to her. Like,
I mean, she mixed it really well. I mean, that's but I mean, you know, just don't drink all the booze.
Can we play some tunes?
How about?
Can we play some tunes?
Baby, yeah, no, see, look, fucking, you drink.
Babysit
like
that one, dude.
Babysit, right. Because, babe, I'm two drinks behind you, and I drink just as much as you. But when I drink nice drinks like this, I savor the flavor, dog. Nice drinks like it fucking it tastes good. Like fucking we're not.
It does taste pretty.
No. I'm not talking about nice drinks like I'm a bougie bitch. I'm talking about nice drinks like, hey, this tastes so good. I don't even realize I'm getting drunk, but you're just getting drunker and drunker and drunker and drunker.
All right, we're coming up on the 10-minute mark.
Cool it. 10-minute mark?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I guess you can only get it to like an hour on these.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, an hour's.
Yeah.
Because you could just do another one.
Yeah.
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 Well, for all those listening out in Chinatown.
Aliens are fucking real.
Yeah, aliens are real, dude. I'm going to give you a full description in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned.
Yo, I think he's serious. I think he's actually going to give us a real description in about 10 minutes of fucking words. If not, we're going to do it on the second episode, which I'm going to record in a couple seconds.
Oh, so you know, my whole bit was in 10 minutes, the recording would end, and I'm like, so aliens, bam! But I guess that one's...
Nah, you should have let me in on that.
I can't let you in on the spot. But, like,
how am I supposed to know?
It's like, recording this... everything we say.
You make it sound so scary.
Dude, it is scary. The whole world is scary. Babe, don't you have a lighter? No. There, you have a lighter.
I gave y'all a lighter.
Oh, shit, balls. What the fuck did I do with that lighter? I gave it to you.
Yeah?
Oh, wait, it's probably just chilling in here. No, it's not. It's probably... Can you do, like, fun things? Like, the movement of, like, in this general area? Fuck. Dude, how do we go from three lighters...
To nada.
To nada.
Nada, nada, nada. Nada.
Balls.
Remember that show, Chowder?
I never watched it.
I love Chowder.
It was a good show.
I stopped watching cartoons around then. I think
that you would like Chowder now.
Really?
I do.
I just never.
I think that you would like it.
Oh, nice.
I think you'd like Chowder.
What's it about?
It's about this kid that's like going to like this weird school to learn how to cook and shit.
The little fat blue guy.
Yeah.
No,
the little sailor. No,
the little sailor is with the yellow hair.
That's the Misadventures of Flapjack.
Oh yeah.
That's a good show though.
That's Flapjack, yeah.
That's a great fucking show.
I never watched that one either, but I know the kid.
But Chowder's like about the cooking and shit. Like he's
the,
like a
the little fat blue guy. Like the
little
yeah. Purple dude.
Yeah, the little purple dude. Purple. Yeah, okay. The little purple dude.
What the like that big guy goes rudder rudder rudder.
Yeah, rudder rudder rudder. It's a good show, dude.
What's it about? Cooking?
Sort of. That's the premise.
That guy, he's just like all beige and gross.
Oh, wait, is the Rada Rada the rock guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's this guy who's made of rocks, and he's like, Rada 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 Rada. That's how he talks.
I remember that on something, but that was that show.
Oh, on Cartoon Network.
Yeah. No, it's on Cartoon. See, I know the little details about it, but I just never watched that show.
And, like, did they have, like, subtitles for the rock guy?
I like that one show. Gumball.
Oh, Gumball's yeah, a good show, and it's Gumball's wasted on, like, the show. Youngest generation. Like, I don't think they really
that's
appreciate...
That's for starters. No, it's not wasted on the younger generation. It's so when these kids are watching these shows, and you're a parent, and you have to watch these shows with your dumbass kids, and you're just
I'm
like,
so
hey, quirky. I'm gonna smoke a bowl, yeah. And then watch it, and it's just, like, hella funny.
Oh, yo, that's just so hilarious! I can see why you like this show so much.
Hey, dude, what time is it?
It is 12:03.
Remember Chef on Chowder?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Chef. The moment anyone says Chef, though, I automatically go to South Park.
Yeah.
I always think.
Hello, children!
Yeah. Hello, children! Is everything okay today?
It's so funny the episode.
And you have a beautiful woman, you gotta take her by the fireside. I love you, woman.
I love you, bitch.
Dude, Chef was a player. You know one of my favorite South Park moments was? Yeah. They were at war, right? Like, they were in a war for some reason. I don't remember why.
Yeah.
But, like, and all the black people was cannon fodder. And Chef was in charge, right? Uh-huh. And he was like, fuck this. And he just told everyone to turn left. And then all the white people die. That was the best.
Okay, dude.
I will be writing back momentarily.
I mean, I'm probably going to...
this commercial break.
I'm probably going to go inside because I got to go to bed for tomorrow.
Oh, balls.
Yeah.
True, you got to wake up at 7, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. However.